Back here on WBAL, Brett Hollander, Pete Gilbert in the house, Jay Cottrell, of course, and Angela Showalter, the wife of the Orioles manager, Buck Showalter. And before we get to Kid's piece, I thought it was interesting. The day after the season ended, Angela, Buck told the media when his contract status came up, something that you have lived through on every end, a lot over the last 20-plus years, I know. But he said things will work themselves out. All I know is myself, my wife, we've fallen in love with Baltimore.
And we have. I mean, it's a great city. Even back when we came here with the Yankees to play against the Orioles, it was one of those, that was in the days of winning in 95, I guess it was 94, 95. Mm-hmm. And I can remember, you know, we would always, the wives would always seem to break this trip down, and you'd really hope that you could just maybe win one game so Mr. Steinbrenner wouldn't be too upset with you. But it is a great city. The people here are so embracing. I listened a little bit when you were interviewing Adam Jones and talking about the thank yous. I was today working at the Maryland Food Bank, and people just are just so open-hearted and you know, express such, you know, affection of and appreciation, and it just goes on and on and on. And you really, Adam's so right, the thank yous are carry so far.
And that is why they call it Charm City. As far as Kids Piece, big event coming up Saturday in Ken. Tell us about that. It was a great event last year. And it starts at the square. Tell us all the details.
Right. You race. It's right in Canton and Patterson Park. We, you know, run from through Patterson Park and back up to Canton. We had a great race last year, despite the snowstorm, which we are counting on not having this year.
Other things maybe on Sunday, but yeah.
But it's just the bigger thing is it's a big family fun event. You know, kids, dogs, you name it. It's kind of like baseball. Everybody's invited. So.
And I know since it's the Halloween season, and you've said dress in costume if you want. Will the Showalters be in costume?
No. Do you think Buck would be in a costume?
I don't think that's Buck.
So no, I think we're just become as we are. But anybody's encouraged. We had a lot of interesting costumes last year, and expect to see some really even fun ones this year.
I think the turnout's going to be off the charts. But tell us about Kids Piece. This has been something you've been involved with before Baltimore and for a long time.
Well, I had not been involved with Kids Piece per se itself, but as far as being as a child exposed to foster care kids coming in our home when I was about 10, 11, 12, my parents brought in some kids to stay with us only on the weekend, which is called respite care. And it was one of those events that, you know, you've happened in your life, you kind of tuck it away, you think you forgot about it. And then when we started looking for a charity and Kids Piece came up, which I was shocked, I'd never heard of it, and it's a 130-year-old organization. And so it brought back a lot of those memories. I, you know, so remember kids coming to the house and everything they own is brought in a pillowcase or a garbage bag. Wow. I remember the Sunday evenings when we would drive them back that they were going to be, you know, where they stayed in this group home. And it was just this feeling of just unbelievable grief and sadness that this is where they, you know, kind of like where you went to school during the day, but this is where they lived. And that reality, it just, you know, it brought back all those raw memories. It's also what I also realized is at that time, and anytime you're doing something, helping someone else, you realize you think you're impacting their life, but they're really impacting yours more than you impact theirs.
And tell us about the times and for Saturday. And also, I know you're having something Friday night. So tomorrow night in the Cannon Square at Firehouse Coffee from 5 to 8 for registration.
Yes, if you have, I mean, we're doing, you can, if you've already registered, you can come pick up your race packets then. We're having a little party get together there. There'll be some music and I discounts for the restaurants there in the square. And that's 5 to 8 tomorrow night. If you have not registered, you can register then and get signed up for the race. And then on, you know, if you can't make Friday night or come Friday night, if you can't make Saturday and just, you know, be a part and, you know, enjoy and learn more about Kids Piece. We always are recruiting foster care families. That is a huge, huge need. It's just like a baseball team, I say. You know what? You're always recruiting, and we can always use more. We are in such dire need of foster parents.
So 5 to 8 tomorrow at Firehouse Coffee and around the Cannon Square, and then Saturday morning, the race starts at 9. Obviously, if you're registering day of, you want to make some time and get there a little early Saturday also on the Cannon Square. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a party for friends, family, dogs, cats, you name it.
We got it. Anybody that wants to come, I can't think of another pet that would probably be allowed in the city. Those, but if you got a snake, maybe you want to bring your snake.
And it's a 5K fun run, walk, the whole thing.
It's trick or trot. You can walk, you can run, or as Buck says, since he had knee surgery, you can come in a golf cart.
How's he feeling, by the way?
He's hanging in there. He's a little moving a lot slower than he wants to be, but he's getting there.
And I guess we'll end on this, going back to the contract thing. Do you worry, or are you just so past where I'm going to be next year and my husband's job and vocation and location?
You know, that's one of the first things you probably need to learn as a wife in baseball, that you always, especially in the minor leagues, I always just say, I'm never going to believe I'm going somewhere until I've already been there.
Interesting stuff. And by the way, on a really good day, talking to Buck, some of those minor league stories, they're the best. You look forward to those the most.
You know what? It's like anything in life. It builds character. It gives you a perspective on the climb, and you appreciate the climb. And you know, and it's kind of funny now. We kind of really laugh about this because during that time, we always either wanted to have a lot of mail show up in our mailbox or a lot of phone messages. And now it's the opposite. You kind of just want life to be real simple, and you didn't realize how simple life was then.
Angela Showalter, thank you so much for coming in. We really appreciate it. And a great charity, a great cause this weekend.
Well, I cannot thank you all for having us and to promote the race, because it is for a great cause, and you're open-hearted about that. Thank
well,
you.
We really do appreciate it, and I'll see you out there this weekend, tomorrow 5 to 8 at the Firehouse Coffee in the Canton Square, Saturday morning also in the Canton Square. To see the show, Walters, Oreo Bird will be there too, and maybe Buck will dress up in costume. We'll see about that. But thank you to Angela Showalter. We're back with more next.